RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
There's a story in the Herald this morning. I'm looking at New Zealand government revises status on transgender athletes in community sport. They tell us the government has walked back a hands-on approach to transgender participation in community sport to a watching brief, they're describing it as, after receiving extensive feedback from Sport NZ. We know about the New Zealand First national policy that threatened to withhold millions of dollars of public funding from New Zealand sports bodies if they do not comply with a push to separate transgender athletes from grassroots competitions. The hardline stance followed a New Zealand First coalition agreement to ensure publicly funded sporting bodies support fair competition that is not compromised by rules relating to gender. Roe Edge is with me to give us some more detail and thinking on this. Roe, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'd like to say it was a good morning, but it's rather a disappointing start to the day, isn't it?
Okay. You always worried this could happen.
Oh, yes, I have been. But look, I could be wrong, Paul, but this almost reeks to me of government bureaucrats trying to create problems with the coalition government because they've been feeding a busy minister inaccurate information. Chris Bishop has wrongly stated this morning that Sport New Zealand's transgender guidelines have exemptions for fairness and safety in relation to female sport, and they don't at all. In fact, if anything, they actually advise sports that if female athletes raise concerns or objections to a male being allowed in their sport, they should consider disciplining them. So, yeah, it's just nuts. It's so disappointing, and it's, I know Sport New Zealand has been captured for quite some time. They wrote an entire set of guidelines that did not once anywhere mention issues of fairness or safety for females. Or the fact that, you know, single-sex sport is actually provided for in the Human Rights Act. So I'm not sure what's gone wrong here, but it feels like Raylan Castle of Sport New Zealand is pushing back big time and trying to make a case to keep those guidelines in place.
Yeah, but the public doesn't support it.
No, they don't. And this is what I don't understand. You know, Bishop has, I'm sure he's seen our polling, and it shows that by far the majority, I think there's only 13% of national voters that support this and 16% of voters overall. So it's just completely nuts. But the problem that we have, Paul, is so many people remain silent and don't say anything. And as long as people remain silent, this keeps happening. It's like the pride in schools thing, right? There's so many people that don't agree, but they don't say anything. They just shut up and it happens. But in sport, it's getting worse and worse. You know, we used to have males who identified as women being able to participate in women's sport. But there's some sports now that have come up with new terms like gender expansive. And for instance, roller derby in New Zealand allows males who identify as anything, like can be just males who are gender nonconforming or just males, to participate in women's sport. They don't even have to pretend to be woman anymore. So this is what happens. This is the slippery slope. If people remain silent, we're going to lose. So please speak up.
So does a watching brief mean sitting on the sideline and not doing anything?
It means not doing anything. It just means allowing Sport New Zealand to continue using funding as a lever to get all sports to comply with their transgender guidelines.
Yeah, but they get the funding, don't they? Because we're talking about publicly funded sporting bodies. They get their funding from the public.
Yes, but
that can be turned off just like a tap, yeah, can't it?
But via Sport New Zealand, unfortunately. So Sport New Zealand are the ones that decide who gets what.
Yeah, but can't Bishop bring up, say, sport to Sport New Zealand? You're not going to get any money. Carry on with this. I'm sorry, we're going to turn it off. Public doesn't support it. We've got, you know, we've got other things to spend the money on. Play hardball.
Does Bishop care about women's sport, Paul? That's the question we need to ask.
Well,
right?
He's a family man, you know. His father was a political journalist of high esteem. He's got a new kid. He's living out there in the hut. Everyday New Zealander. Everyday New Zealanders have got a problem with this.
They do. But unfortunately, his voter base is in Wellington, one of the wokest places in New Zealand that is, you know, so different, has such a difference of opinion to the rest of New Zealand. And so maybe he's appealing to his voter base, but okay, not ordinary Kiwis.
So New Zealand First needs to come into the picture here now, don't they? Publicly?
Yes, I have no idea where they are on this. I would be surprised to find New Zealand First in support of this announcement, given how strongly they came out in support of female sport leading up to the election. So I'm going to be really interested to hear what Winston has to say on this issue. Yeah, I'd be gutted. I mean, at the very least, okay, I can understand if they might want to roll back the threat of removing funding because, you know, that was a big call. But they have to remove those Sport New Zealand guiding principles for transgender inclusion because as long as they remain in force, sports can't just make their own decisions and do what's right for their sport.
Well, having exemptions for the norm is ridiculous.
But there are no exemptions.
Well, okay, but even to say it.
It's a lie. Like, it's an utter lie, and I cannot believe that it's been allowed to be said. And nobody, you know, even this press release that came out this morning that's on the New Zealand Herald site, nobody's read the guidelines to call out the lie.
Wow. Okay. All right. Anything more to say?
Oh, just please speak.
I can hear it in your voice.
Contact Ms. Bishop. Like, I'm just gutted, Paul. Like, you know, I've been fighting this for 5 years now. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. So please speak up.
Thank you, Ro, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Ro Edge from Save Women's Sport Australasia there. And we were talking to her because it seems the New Zealand government is revising status on transgender athletes in community sport to a watching brief, as you heard.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.